Now the Upanishad goes to another kind of meditation. The meditation which requires the identification of the Veda with a cow. The Veda is like a cow, says this Upanishad. Like that you meditate. What is this cow? The cow has four teats or nipples through which the milk oozes out. Likewise is the Veda with the four nipples. It exudes milk, the milk of knowledge. Just as the milk of nourishment is given by the cow through its nipples. This is a symbol. If you cannot think of anything else abstract, you can think of your own cow and contemplates its function of secreting milk with the capacity of the Veda to secrete knowledge. Vacham dhenum upasita. The Veda is to be meditated upon as the cow. Tasya chatvarastanaha. There are four nipples for the Veda, like those of the cow. Swahakaro, vashatkaro, hantakara, swadhakara. These are all peculiarities of the application of Vedic mantras in sacrifices. When a mantra is chanted in a particular sacrifice, it is concluded with a particular colophon. This colophon or completing part of the mantra is fourfold. Swaha, Vashat, Hanta and Swadha. These are the four ways in which a mantra is concluded when it is utilized for the purpose of offering oblation in a sacrifice. Indraya Swaha, etc. This oblation be to Indra or to any particular deity. According to the nature of the deity, the colophon varies. To some it is Swaha, to certain others it is Swadha, and to Hanta and Vashat for different purposes. Tasya dvaustano deva upajivanti. Two nipples of this cow are connected with the gods or the celestials in heaven. Swaha karamcha vashat karamcha. When any oblation is offered in the sacrifice towards gods, then swaha or vashat is the word used to complete the chant of the mantra in the sacrifice. So swaha and vashat, these are the two nipples of the cow of the Veda, which have correspondence with the gods in heaven in paradise. Hantakaram manushya. But when an offering is made to a human being, the word swaha or swadha is not used. What is uttered is hanta. You offer anything to a human being by recitation of a particular mantra to a guest, for instance. When a sacred offering is given to a guest, a particular chant is taken resort to and it concludes with hanta. It implies a sentiment of sympathy or readiness to serve or to give hospitality to people who come as guests. Hantakaram manushyaha, swadhakaram pitaraha. But if you offer any oblation to the ancestors, the forefathers, not to the gods, not to the human beings, then the mantra ends with swadha, pitribhya swadha, devebhya swaha, pitribhya swadha. So swadha is the term used for pitras. All the mantras in the Veda are of this kind. either they are used for offering to Pitrus, to human beings, or to the gods. So these four ways of chant are like the four nipples of the cow of this great wisdom reservoir, which is the Veda. Svadhakaram pitara. Tasya prana rishabha. The cow is associated with a bull. You know it very well. The bull is always with the cow, and the cow is with the bull. So this cow has a bull with it, and this bull is the prana. Just as the ox or the bull is responsible in some way to the secretion of milk in the cow, prana is responsible for the chant of the mantra. It is the prana that actually comes in the form of the chant. If the prana is not to operate, there will be no chant of Veda. So in certain parts of this Upanishad, we have been already told that the Veda is nothing but prana manifest in some form. A particular modulation of the voice is the Veda. And what is modulation of the voice but a particular manifestation of prana itself? So you can say it is the prana that vibrates through the mantra of the Veda. The force of the mantra is nothing but the force of prana ultimately. Hence the Veda is prana and the cow is taken care of, protected and enabled to secrete the wisdom of or the knowledge of the Veda by its very presence. Mano vatsa. The calf is the mind. If the calf is not there, the cow will not yield milk. It will give a kick. What is this cow? The Veda is the cow. Who is the bull? The prana is the bull. Which is the calf? The mind is the calf. Just as the connection of the calf with the udder of the cow becomes responsible for the secretion of the milk through the udder. So the thought generated in the mind at the time of the chant of the mantra of the Veda becomes responsible for the manifestation of knowledge. If the mind is absent, knowledge will not manifest itself in spite of the chant. So, this is a beautiful combination for the purpose of contemplation. The bull, the cow and the calf, the prana, the Veda and the mind, these two have to be combined in a blended form as one organic whole for the purpose of the realization that we expect through these processes of contemplation. As we have already observed, these are methods of meditation. These are symbols. They do not represent in themselves the goal that is aspired for through meditation. Just as the road is not the destination, the symbol is not the goal. But the road is necessary to reach the destination. Likewise, the symbol is necessary to drive the mind along this path of contemplation to the realization of the ultimate goal.